We're back here on News Radio KMAN, talking to Nancy Stover here about the upcoming Enid Stover poetry recitation at the Manhattan Public Library happening this Saturday. What was the time on that again?
2 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
Okay, very good. And Nick, I understand you have some questions too. I know you texted them to me, but we've got her queued up here if you want to ask a couple.
Yes, sure, of course. So your passion for poetry has been pretty apparent here with hearing you speak, and I was wondering what first got you into it?
Life.
That's fair.
It was lullabies. Lullabies. Nursery rhymes, my favorite book, was Childcraft book with nursery rhymes all the way through it. And songs. Salagadoola, Mishigaboola, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Disney stuff, yes.
Somehow the sounds that match each other stay with me, and there was so much of that in my growing up.
And I can imagine, just based on the naming of the event, that your mom probably played a role in that too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She didn't play a role actively planning it, but just living her life loving poetry and writing it and reciting it. She had an incredible memory, and she could just kind of, they just kind of poured out of her sometimes. And also her example of looking in her garden and noticing the bugs and speaking to them as companions and actually adversaries, because they were not to belong in her garden. She possessed the world through her words, and we call that poetry, I guess.
And I guess you have a lot of good memories, it sounds like. Are there any specific memories that come to mind of sort of your mom's love, that showcase your mom's love for poetry?
Oh, well, besides just noticing how she noticed, I remember one of her poems. It was about an accident that had happened. A butterfly bumped into me today, she wrote. His wings touched my lips as he fluttered by. They stayed with me for almost a block. When a butterfly hits you, it's minor shock. I wonder if on his stumbling way, as he stumbled through the air, I wonder if a bump with a blimp caused a need for his urgent care. I just like the humor of that, and that's one that I remember.
That's definitely clever and pretty funny, too, I
gotta
say.
It really is kind of a neat way to look at the world here, and I imagine. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, as you say, a neat way to look at the world, that brings to mind a few lines. One line that my friend sent me from William Blake. Not that he lived with William Blake, but he sent these words from William Blake, which is a good thing about words. They can reach you from all periods of the world in history. Anyway, it was, "The altering eye alters all. How you look at things changes things."
Wow.
So that's what that inspired me to keep on with this festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's good stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah.
and you're talking about, you're walking over here, just kind of seeing on your way over here to the radio station, just the different things that inspire you every day.
Yes. Something about nature touches what's meaningful to us. And I call that a poem, a living poem. I found a flower that means a lot to me, which is a dandelion, which I lost track of when I moved to the big city, to New York City, which is concrete everywhere, at least for the part I was in. And I remember walking down the sidewalks looking for green and discovering a dandelion growing in the cracks. And it was just like a burst of sunshine. And anyway, it meant a lot to me to see. And so a poem came to me as I saw that. I can't pull it out right now. But anyway, yeah, nature itself and the objects of nature and the flowers of nature especially in this season can touch us. There's something in us that's touchable. And some people call it the symbolic. Anyway, being touched and finding more of ourselves by being touched and touching others is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, as far as different poets that you most enjoy, who inspires you the most?
Who inspires me the most? Besides my mother?
Yeah.
Besides my mother. I love Langston Hughes. His words just move me. And let's see, Maya Angelou. Wait, is she a poet? Anyway, I know why the caged bird sings. Is that Maya Angelou?
I think that sounds right.
That sounds right? This is one thing I like about sharing poetry, because I will remember one line and someone else will remember the next. So I can ask you about that. Yeah, I like Langston Hughes. Who am I inspired by? I think I'm really inspired by that line from William Blake, because he inspires me to look for inspiration, you know, to see how the eye can change things, how you look at things can change. And that's what poetry does, changes how you look at things or influences.
And that's the thing. So if people come out here on Saturday to this poetry recitation, they may be inspired.
They may.
And may inspire them to go do some writing. You never know who's going to be in the audience.
That's
here.
Right. You never do.
So do you typically find a lot of people come to this thing? Do you have a good crowd show up every year?
Well, I don't know what typical means. Every year somebody has come. And in the beginning, a lot of our own family members came. They live close enough and were able to. So a lot of our, yeah, we had in the park, we had maybe 25 to 30 people. In the library, we've had fewer people. But we've had a lot of returnees. And it just happens who was able to come that year, I think, is basically what it is. It's a thing of the moment. But, yeah, I would say if there's a typical, we make an average, probably 20.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
That'll work.
So if anybody wants to come, they don't have to read their poems, but if they want to,
exactly.
Certainly they can.
Certainly they can.
It'll be a casual environment, it looks like, 2 to 4 at the Manhattan Public Library, 15th Annual Enid Stover Poetry Recitation. Sounds great. What a neat event here for our community to take advantage of here.
Well, thank you.
Anything else before we go?
Oh, just hope you can come. Okay. And have a cookie.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Nancy, thank you so much for being here, and I hope you have a good event here this Saturday.
I thank you very much. It's been enjoyable to talk with you.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus on this Wednesday morning here on News Radio KMAN.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks again to Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County School Superintendent Cliff Williams. Tomorrow's show will feature some talk about tulips. Do you like flowers? Well, Tulip Festival's coming up this weekend in Wamego. Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce President will be in talking with us about that. And we'll also have Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole to speak with us as well. Clark Howard's coming up shortly. We'll touch into Rush Limbaugh and head on over to the Royals game at 11:30. Stay tuned. CBS is coming up at the top of the hour.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News.